Hi, my lovey. This is Christina with Karma's Eye Psychic LLC here on Universal Spirit Podcast. And I am just coming to you today about if you were born during Mercury retrograde. This is an interesting topic that I never covered, but you know I'm always talking about Mercury retrograde in general. It is the most fear-mongering time of the year, right? Because it occurs to about three or four times every year, which most people don't know, where Mercury goes retrograde or quote unquote spins backwards, and it causes calamities, right? It causes delays, it causes irritation, it causes breakups, you know, it causes a lot of things to have us reevaluate our lives. And this happens, like I said, three to four times every year. And if you notice that you're experiencing, you know, if these retrogrades are hitting hard, this is an indication that possibly a lot of things that you do or put forth are not completely thought through, or most of the time, if often and not, that the situation that you're in is not meant for you. Okay, you might feel the real reason why you might be struggling in something because it might not be for your highest good. It might not be who you really are or, you know, what you're really passionate about. These are really intense revising times, reimagining and, you know, redesigning ourselves, right? Really to become closer and closer to who we really are. Even though people, and even I, you know, dread Mercury retrograde, because there is one coming up soon, I believe, on August 5th of 2024. That's not too far away. And the reason why I'm speaking about it is because I always wonder what people, you know, are like born during retrograde, because people always say, you know, don't start anything during a retrograde because it is bound to fail, or it is bound to be redone, or it's bound to just, you know, don't start a relationship, don't start a job, you know, you're going to end up quitting, you know, and then you'll start finding out, you know, what mistakes are made, you know, during those times. But it can't be the truth for people who are born on retrogrades, right? You know, it's not like they're, you know, promised, you know, imminent, you know, downfall or unaliving or just bad luck or anything like that. Throughout some of the research I've done, it's like it's pretty much the opposite. According to astrology, people born during Mercury retrograde are said to have philosophical and reflective natures that help them think creatively through complex concepts. They may also feel some of its influence all the time. Mercury retrograde occurs when Mercury appears to stop traveling from east to west and starts traveling west to east. But it doesn't actually go backwards in the orbit. It happens three or four times a year, like I said before. Issues can be caused, like miscommunications, misunderstandings, and travel disruptions, like I said before, delays. Others say it can make people feel like their lives are going in the wrong direction, and that it's a good time to relax and rethink, and sometimes just give up control, because at that point, you know, you might just need to take a break from control. Because there is such a lifelong focus on communication, natal Mercury retrograde ends up being a very skilled communicator. Honest, direct, clear, and a lot of thought put into everything they say. People born with Mercury retrograde don't actually ever lose their sparkling, brilliant energy. And according to a Reddit post, it says, I personally have Mercury retrograde in my natal chart. Pertaining to this, I would like to first share that this person, you know, personally learned about having Mercury retrograde in the natal chart as a transit not too long ago. Natal retrograde Mercury can create a strong right brain influence. This person is highly creative and intuitive with a natural propensity for artistic endeavors. There's a tremendous amount of mental energy and power, but this can be abated due to major issues like with fear, insecurity, and isolation. Because let's face it, Mercury retrograde has to do and then undo and like unravel itself. Many times the persons born under Mercury retrograde seem lost in their own mental world and have trouble listening due to an inner dialogue that takes their focus away. They are not stupid, slow, or mentally lacking, but they may struggle with syntax. The mind functions differently and it's turned inward, creating some dissent over others' views or beliefs. So when information is spoken to them, they are retwisting it as the information is coming to them. They are listening, but it's almost as if they have to translate, so to speak, for them to understand really not only the words that are being said, but also the motives behind it. People born under Mercury retrograde are unique and unconventional ways of taking information. Also, difficulty communicating with others and understanding them, because Mercury retrograde people think differently. They get lost in reverie from time to time. Mercury retrograde creates a person who must speak authentically. That's scary to a lot of people, okay? To feel right, they must speak from the authenticity of their entire being. They are often very genuine, and they will display a vibe that they are being 100% real with you. No cloaks, no jokes, right? No bullshit. Standing on business, so to speak, right? I have met some birthday retrograde people, and this part is the truest. They speak as if, like, there's no consequences for their way of saying something. However, their need to say it to you is so, you know, very intense, and it's just like, it's like an emergency that you need to know something, right? They are usually, you know, like military-minded type people. They'll be the ones to say, like, hey, you're in danger, girl. There's no other way of putting it. But it's not to put you in fear. It's really to let you know, hey, there is a possibility of some type of conflict here, okay? But the same goes for people who have something good to say, okay? Like, you might think that they're trying to throw you a love bombing compliment, but if they think that your outfit is absolutely beautiful, they're going to tell you, not only that, they're going to ask you, hey, where did you get that? You know, I might consider, you know, either wearing it or giving it to someone else or using it in a pattern that I'm, you know, creatively working on. They are really good at letting people know how they feel. They may get stuck in their thoughts as well as having strong feelings of insecurity and major lack of confidence, but this is due to the mind functioning differently. So I find that very interesting too. It's like they're able to take over their fear and insecurity and still communicate, right? However, you do have the opposite, but less likely to be. Right, but more so than not, you have the ones that communicate concisely and clearly. When someone with Mercury retrograde goes through a period of Mercury retrograde in the transit, the issues of awkwardness seem to be dampened down. Okay, relating to others and communication seems easier. Okay, and you're not quite as stuck in your own head during this period. When Mercury turns retrograde in transit for someone who already has Mercury retrograde in their natal chart, is a great time to move ahead. So they seem to have the protection that most of us don't have when the stuff is hitting the fan. For them, it's like the door opens for them to catch their coins, so to speak, right? You know, the door opens and all these trays of birthday cakes come out that they might have missed, or rewards that they are owed. Karma, good karma, seems to come through the door for them. It is during these retrograde periods we can realize we're not lacking or less than in the mental department. They realize that other negative opinions of them due to a major misunderstanding of their unique, you know, way natal chart Mercury retrograde allows them to think and communicate. Most are not dumb, not slow, although sometimes can definitely seem that way to someone who does not understand, especially people who are very close-minded or what we call small-minded, people who expect us or expect people to act a certain way. You're going to get a Mercury retrograde person that is going to be like, no, I'm being myself. And in my own world and in my own thoughts, that's okay. Okay, so that's just a few things that I touch on when it comes to people born with Mercury retrograde. It seems as though they are, you know, very special and unique, and I could definitely would want to, you know, interview someone who has Mercury retrograde in their chart, because they most likely have a very unique story to tell, you know, just have a really good burst of luck during these times, and they can't explain it. Maybe that is the explanation for it. You know, maybe it's all in the stars. Giving or taking whatever Chinese year you were born, I guess, and if you some other factors to consider as well. But do you have Mercury retrograde in your chart? And do you experience more of the highs rather than the lows when Mercury goes retrograde 3 to 4 times a year? Let me know, because I'm actually pretty interested. But that's all I have for today, lovies. Again, this is Christina with Karma's Eye Psychic LLC here on Universal Spirit Podcast. And I will see you in the next episode with our next discussion. All right. Bye.